Welcome to the Bible Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bible Podcast. Virginia and Paris back with you in the new and improved Sevenfold Studio. Last time, if you only watched the Bible Podcast, in the last episodes you would have seen are very different than the studio we have now with us. However, if you have been following us over on our Sevenfold main ministry channel on YouTube, you would have seen all of that. If you don't, I highly encourage you and recommend that you do that. If you're listening on audio only on the podcast, definitely head over to YouTube. You can check out the Sevenfold, which is the main ministry page, as well as the Bible Podcast ministry page. They're linked with each other. We launched a new live broadcast that goes live on Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. It's called the Christian Anything Show. It's really funny. We get to like laugh and goof off and have a good time. And it's unscripted and relatively unplanned. And we really don't know what's going to happen week to week or even in the course of one episode. But it just gives us a place to have a stress-free, fun way to interact with y'all. It's live. You can be in the chat. We throw up your comments on the screen and we can like hang out and talk with y'all. So if you haven't caught those, definitely head over to our YouTube or our Facebook page at the Sevenfold Ministries and check that out because that's super cool. But we're really excited to be back with you guys. We intended on being back in January and, you know, things got a little off the rails a little bit. We had sickness and various things that happen. That is the course of life. However, we are back with a solid run three, which is going to carry us through to the end of March. So I'm really glad that you guys are with us and you're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
So excited.
I know. It's good.
It's good.
It's real good. So, Paris, what's going on the Instagrams? What's going on?
So, on the Instagram, we are trying to cultivate an intentional community where we can interact with our listeners and our followers. We're going to go live sometimes during the week, which is going to be really exciting. So, if you're not already following us on Instagram, go to @_ the Bible Podcast on Instagram, and you will catch us there. And if you click the notification bell, you make sure you get all of our live alerts.
Yes, because we want you there in the chat with us when we go live.
Yes.
That's the whole point, is for you to be there.
And we for us to talk, communicate.
Oh, okay. We're excited.
What are we talking about today?
What are we talking about? We're going to talk about friendships, godly friendships. Your friends matter.
Your friends matter.
Pick them well.
I know that's right.
You can pick your nose and you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
Oh, man.
Well, see, we sisters, you know, so it's just outside of that. It's outside of the category.
You know, you have yet to pick my nose, and for that, I'm so grateful.
Great. I thought you were going to be like, rude. Why haven't you picked my nose yet? I'm like, boundary.
Next time I have a boogie, I'm going to help.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, you know, you have like a baby on one hip or something and like my hand is full and you're like, hey, you got something. I'm like, yeah, get it. I need some help. But yeah, we want to spend some time. Oh, guys, we didn't talk about the big thing. The big thing for the YouTube channel. We are doing Monday episodes.
And Fridays. No more Tuesdays.
Yes, we forgot about that. But the thing is that the Tuesday episodes that we did for runs one and two were solo episodes. So it was like just me or Paris on a Tuesday. And we're like, we felt like the Lord was saying, hey, if you guys are going to be on camera, let's be on camera together. The dynamic is more fun. We have a better time chit chat and going back and forth. So we just want to concentrate that and bring it to you on YouTube. So what we're doing Monday, Friday episodes, be there.
Or be square. Or catch us on the Instagram because we'll still be there.
We'll be there too. Yeah, so let's talk about it. Okay, how about this? I'll read Ecclesiastes. We're going to be in Ecclesiastes 4. I'll read that one. And then if we want to read Proverbs, we can read Proverbs and then we can chat about stuff.
Julio.
Sound good? Okay, cool.
Sounds good.
Ecclesiastes 4, this is verses 9 through 12, says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Perry, do you want to read Proverbs 18:24?
Yes, Proverbs 18:24 out of the NLT is, there are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs 13:20 says, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools, get in trouble.
Get in trouble.
Brow. So, why are we reading these things? Why are we talking about friends? Because friends matter.
Because friends matter. And yes, we're called to be in community with each other. And yes, so like, it's important to like, you got to make sure you pick your friends right.
Mm-hmm. And not pick your friend's nose. You see what I'm saying? okay. I want to get your thoughts on this.
Tell me. Talk to me.
Because we've talked about this. My friend circle is small.
Yes.
Like I'm like ride or die or not. Like mm-hmm. I have acquaintances and then ride or dies. There's like nothing in between. Which I don't know if that's the norm or the common thing, but that's what I got. So I feel like I can attest that from where my life is now in the past, let's call it 5 or 6 years, mm-hmm. I'm definitely influenced positively by my friends around me. But it has been such a long time since I've had like bad friends or friends that are like not influencing me well. And like it says in Proverbs, like walking with the wise, you become wise. And if you walk with fools, then hey. Like, I feel like it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been in that season for a while. And I can definitely say that I've benefited from having wise friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of want to get your thoughts on that, of like your process that you've walked through. Like, how has it been having friends that were like not wise and then having friends who are wise, and like the two times where you're living your life? Because like you've really been consecrated in your friendships.
Oh yeah.
Just in the past, like even 2 years, even the past 365 days, it's been a lot. Like there's been a lot of things that you've had to walk through with your friendships. Yeah. So like, I just wanted to get your thoughts on reading all these things and how it makes you think about it.
Yeah, no, it definitely is super funny because like, you're totally right. Like I had a friend group who was, you know, they were worldly, they weren't really believers, and I'm trying to be a believer in this worldly group, and I'm trying to like preach the gospel, but yet I'm finding myself compromised because I'm not necessarily sticking to the things in which that I believe. And then I have my godly friends who I would definitely say like these are still the people I'm close to. you may be one of them or not.
or not.
And it's a completely different dynamic. Like I found myself like when I was hanging out with my worldly friends, like it was like I constantly had to, it felt like I had to prove that I'm cool or I'm hip or I promise I'm not judgy or like,
yes. Yeah, you know that's what I mean? Real. That's real for sure.
And versus when I'm like hanging out with like my sisters or, you know, my brothers, it's just like, oh, like I can be myself. I can be, you know, youngest sister, bratty, kind of annoying, and like, but y'all still love me. Like, you know what I mean? Like we can have, and even, I mean, joking aside, we can have like legitimate, like real conversations about like theology and the Bible and the things that are like on our hearts. And we can be honest with each other and like lift each other up when we're struggling with our faith, or if, you know, somebody's in warfare, like let's go to war together. And it's a completely different dynamic than having than being in other circles. And I remember like the Lord kind of felt like I was driving with a friend as I was starting to consecrate myself. And there was something about the situation that we weren't, even though we weren't doing anything that was bad, like we went for a walk and then we were going to go get coffee. But there was something about it that just didn't feel safe. And I felt like Holy Spirit was like, you need to go home, like right now. And I think you had been texting me too, like, I don't know what you're doing, but Holy Spirit is saying you need to go home.
Dude, that was crazy.
We weren't even doing anything crazy.
We hadn't even talking, but I was just like, Paris, I literally don't know where you are right now, but leave. Like wherever you are, leave. Like leave. It was an urgent.
Mm-hmm.
I was just chilling on my couch. Holy Spirit's like, tell Paris to leave. I'm like, I don't know where she is. Tell her. I'm like,
I'm just walking around the park. Like we're just talking, hanging out, like nothing, you know, super crazy. But like Holy Spirit wouldn't leave me alone. And then so I was just like, okay, you know what? I'm going to head home. I'll talk to you later. And I get home and I'm like asking like the Lord, like, why? What was the big deal? Like, what was the reason? And all I hear is, I don't like who you are when you're with this person.
Oh, my God.
And I was like.
Exactly, right? Speechless.
Because what can you say to that?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I won't do that.
Terribly sorry, sir. I guess I won't hang out with them no more.
Yeah. So that, and I love that because Paris, praise the Lord, that was a perfect example because literally that was walking with friends that were, let's call them foolish. And then because you have friends in your life that are not, the Lord's like, okay, if you're not going to listen to me or to obey faster or whatever, then I'm going to get one of your other friends and they're going to tell you, like, he surrounds us in this, if we allow him, he surrounds us in this safety of like, I can help you put you in community that can support you and lift you up and keep you where you need to be. You know, like that, I just kind of see this like cocoon about it.
And it wasn't even necessarily that like, see, this is why I say all the time, if I could give anybody advice, do not ignore the Holy Spirit nudgings.
No.
Because sometimes they're like, Holy Spirit won't always do things in like a, thou shall not leave. Like, it's not going to be like that. Sometimes it's just going to be like.
Exactly.
And it's like, you're going to be like, huh, what? Oh, maybe it's nothing. Okay. And like, keep going. But that's like Holy Spirit being like, no.
I said no.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Yeah, that's really, really, that's really good. Because it, like we were reading it in Proverbs, right? 18 says that there are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer to a brother. And like, we've experienced that, like Paris and I, you and I, we've been like, and Rachel as well, we are all tight. And so like, we will fight, but we're not going anywhere. Like we'll get mad at each other, but we're not going anywhere. So
literally yesterday.
But I like that it says like, and so we don't, I mean, we can talk about that. Like we could do a whole episode just on that, but I really like the first part that there are quote unquote friends who destroy each other. And I think that's kind of like the home run here of looking at your circle of seeing who you have around, kind of giving that, who am I listening to? Who am I hanging out with? Asking the Lord, like, do you like who I am when I'm with these people? Like that's a word. That's huge.
Yeah.
Because while your friends may destroy each other, they can be destroying you by you being with them.
And you don't even know it.
And you don't even know.
I once had a therapist tell me, you're the sum of all your friends. So if you look around you and you see your friends don't represent any of the values that you hold to yourself. Well, it doesn't matter what values you're holding to yourself because in action, these are the values.
Yeah.
And so like, that's even like, if you have to like, look at your friend group and you're like, wow.
I mean, they're a representation of you.
I don't like any of like what you guys do.
Yeah.
Then I would reevaluate your friendships because, like that's a huge importance. And we never know how people can like influence us. Like even in our godly friendships, I feel like you and Rachel influence a lot of what I do just because we've been in relationship with each other. So like, if I'm like, if you've been on the Sevenfold, the Bible podcast, Life for Your Soul, Christian Anything show, the one thing Jenny cannot stand is a regular grocery store, especially Wegmans. And so
I did not think that's where that was going. I'm like, what? I cannot stand disobedience. No, it's a regular grocery store.
And so if I
don't pay full price, people,
as an example, like, you know, like a fun example, like if I'm like, oh, I have to go to the grocery store but Jenny taught me if I go here, it's going to be twice as expensive. But if I go here, I can save some dollars. So I'm going to, you know, like your friends influence, like, how you live your life.
Totally. Totally. And I think that's like, that is the good thing. If you let it, you have to let it. There are ways that Rachel has totally positively influenced me. And it came from ultimately like getting to that place where I accepted certain things.
Right.
And I didn't hold grudges and I didn't stay upset about stuff. I didn't remain inflexible. I became flexible. And then by being flexible, there were things that she could teach me that I was able to receive. So there's like a softness that we can have with our friends.
Come on.
So we could literally talk about this forever. So how about we come back on Friday and we talk about it some more, okay?
Yes.
We're gonna react it. Yes. Okay. So come back on Friday. Join us. We will be here on this YouTube channel. Turn on the bell. Subscribe. Share with a friend. And then in between now and then, come hang out with us on Instagram because we're trying to be your friend.
Amen.
Amen.
And as always, much love from the Bible Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining today, and until next time, much love from The Bible Podcast.